And we learned a lot.
Yeah.
Because had there not been this Vietnamese boat people, we'll be very parochial. Mm. Hong Kong people would be like, we will forever live in a little village mentality of our own. Again, I said this with evidence, because when SARS hit us, I was very worried when another boatload of people were calling into Hong Kong, when they in fact should stop in China rather than coming to Hong Kong. They have suspect of SARS cases, and they want to be they want to receive treatment in Hong Kong. So therefore, I was thinking that maybe the Hong Kong people will feel a bit angry, saying that you know, why should we be doing this when we have the whole problem in front of us? But when I try to explain to the community, saying that, oh, but we are under international obligation to take these seafaring people in to treat them if they have a problem, people actually accepted that. So I the next day you open the newspaper, when the reporters try to prompt people into saying that we shouldn't be doing this, you heard a common man on the street saying, oh, but we have international obligation to take these people in.
Okay.
So again, so looking back, I think everything counts. So Hong Kong has become such a, because of a free flow of information, because of this learning experience, and this humanitarian side of things is really an international business, that sort of thing. So it puts Hong Kong, it raised the quality of the community. At the end of the day, so this is again something quite accidental, and not every city has that privilege of having this baptism of fire,
right.
I would say.